Who do you want to be in 2024, and how do you want your relationship to be? How do you want to feel with your love? How do you want to improve your relationship this year? Welcome to the first episode, January 1st, 2024. What? Of Sex, Love, and Elephants this year. I am finally warmed up. Why are you warmed up, Cheryl? You might ask, because I have a ritual I did before I met my sweetheart, and he has fairly reluctantly joined me in this ritual most years. And it's on New Year's Eve, sometimes on the first this morning, but this year we did it last night. We walk down a few steps to the ocean. I live on the Pacific Ocean on Vancouver Island. It is freaking cold water. Sometimes there's snow on the ground. It's cold, 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 cold. And we do a private polar bear plunge. So last night we went down. And even though there's not allowed any fires on our beach, it's not our beach, it's a public beach, but we live, you know, a few steps away from it. Shh, we took down a log, we had a fire, we had a little thermos of hot chocolate with a bit of cinnamon whiskey in it to warm us up after the plunge. And we sat by the fire and we talked about our year together last year. Not in a whole lot of heavy, heavy detail, everybody, but we talked about what went well, what didn't go well. Any regrets we have from the year, maybe not spending enough time with your sweetheart, or you didn't make time for a vacation for just the two of you, for example. Maybe you had a family vacation with the kids, but not the two of you. So we talked about what went well last year, what didn't go well last year in terms of us, in terms of our love life, our communication, our arguing style, our sexual life, romance, planning special days, and all the things I teach here on the podcast and in my 12-week program that some of you have done and some of you are looking forward to do this year. Delighted to announce we'll be opening the doors to the Become Passion program for the only time this year in late April. If you'd like to learn more about the program and get on the wait list so you're the very first to learn, you can click below where you're listening to this or visit my website, drcherylfraser.com. So we sat by the fire, all bundled up in our warm comfies, drinking our hot, hot chocolate with cinnamon whiskey and talking about kind of a year in review. And this is what I want you to do today or in this next week. Whenever you're listening to this podcast, I want you to create a special date for your sweetheart. And yes, if you take a polar bear plunge, there may be prizes involved. But anyway, I want you to take some time to talk about last year. Why? Because if we don't review and look at what's working and look at what's not in our fitness, in our work performance, and how we're doing in our academic training, et cetera, it's very clear on research that reviewing and looking at the data, figuring out what's working and what's not predicts success or failure. Do you want to fail in your relationship this year? Whatever failure looks like to you, there's another question I want you to ask yourself. Does failure look like the big D? You get divorced or you break up or you move out? Or does failure look at what I call marriage or relationship incorporated, where you're kind of running through life. The love, the romance, the spark, the amazing stuff you felt when you were dating has faded away and you're living your life like it's a company. Marriage incorporated, us incorporated. What I mean is you're paying the bills. The mortgage is getting paid down. You're getting the kids to school on time. You're getting the dog to the vet to get their toenails clipped or their worm pill or whatever. All the many, many details of living a life together. You're good at those or okay at them, or maybe you're great at them. The kids all get to their various sports and dance classes and exciting things they do on time. But where are the two of you? Ask yourself, what does failure look like to me in my relationship? Maybe it's definitely not divorce or an affair. Those are nowhere on your horizon. But it's just living in marriage incorporated, relationship incorporated, where we're trundling along and we're okay. We love each other, but we're not in love with each other anymore. We don't fight terribly, but we don't communicate well about tough stuff either. We're okay. I consider that a big failure. I was working with a couple last week who were in my current iteration of the Become Passion program, the people who joined in fall, in November 2023. And I brought the two of them on camera in one of the live coaching calls, and I had them go through a deep communication exercise where they really got more understanding of each other's side of the issue. And it was really profound and moving to see, because the fellow told me, look, Cheryl, I'm a guy of few words. I'm not going to have much to say. I'm more than willing to try. But the exercise I took them through, they're each meant to speak for 10 minutes about their thoughts and feelings and what's going on for them and their perspective on an issue. And the wife went first, and she had plenty to say for 10 minutes. the fellow went second and he spoke for about 2 or 3 minutes and he said, that's all I've got. But I was able to take him deeper. And I said, well, in your old arguing style you've told me about where the two of you would fight, you'd go into separate rooms, you'd go sleep, she'd be all worried, you wouldn't talk for 2 or 3 days. This was the repeating pattern. How did you feel about that? Now, she didn't know this. He'd never really thought about it before, but when I took him a bit deeper, he said, I felt terrible. I'd be thinking about it the whole way to work. I'd be thinking about it on the way home from work. I'd be agitated, frustrated, upset. It seemed to me like she was fine. She was taking our son to his classes and things. She was working. She seemed sort of happy and normal. And I was really struggling. And I thought, she doesn't even care. She was really surprised to hear this because, of course, internally, she was also very upset, having the same feelings, covering them up. And she didn't know that her stoic tradesman of a guy who went to work and came home without many words was really struggling inside. Do you want to be that kind of failure in 2024 or ever? Of course you don't. So define for yourself. First thing I want you to do today is do a review of last year with your partner or on your own if they won't participate. And if they won't participate, you've already got a problem, which is the ability to talk about the entity of your relationship. But what went well? What didn't? What do you wish you'd done differently? Second question is, what would failure look like to me in the year to come? Do a thought experiment. Place yourself at January 1st, 2025, 365 days from now, unless it's a leap year. I haven't checked. Might be 366. But anyway, place yourself 1 year from now on January 1st, 2025. How do you want to feel about your relationship? What would success feel like? What would success look like? What are you doing better? How have you improved? In what ways are you happier? In what ways is your beautiful partner happier? Are you making sure they feel as precious as they are? Even with all the stuff that happens in life, the difficult things, none of us know what's in store for us this year to come. We might lose a dear friend to a car accident or cancer. One of us might get very sick. One of our loved ones might die. One of our aging parents might need to be moved into care or into our home. We don't know what the next 12 months bring. But the through line I want you to think about in today's kickoff episode of Sex, Love, and Elephants and your relationship for this year to come is, how do you want to feel? What do you want to be? Who do you want to be in your relationship 1 year from now? And I'm here to help you get there. What I'm going to be doing in the next couple of months, January, February, are a number of really exciting things here on the podcast. I'm going to have a couple of guests. I'm going to give you some challenges, some short, actionable challenges to help you improve your relationship. And in February, there may be a live class with me for some of you. And in April, this spring, I'm going to have a special Zoom boot camp that all of you are invited to. So there's lots coming up in the first quarter of this year to help you get focused on your relationship and how to improve it. Because guess what? It's up to you to have a great relationship. You're the captain or captainess of this ship. If you don't take action, if you don't set intentions, if you don't try, if you don't move forward, you will not have the kind of relationship you desire. And it's absolutely eminently possible. Is it easy? No. Is it doable? Yes. If you don't believe me, we'll include a link below the podcast to my testimonials page where couples who've worked with me in the 3-month program talk about the improvements for them. This is not a sales pitch. The program may not be right for you. That's fine. But if you want to get hope, listen to those couples talk about where they were and where they got to. So to review, kicking this off today, I'll take you back to last night and why it took me a long time to warm up. So there I was in the dark. We had headlamps on with my sweetie by the fire with our spicy laced hot chocolate. And we talked about the year and what we did well and what we didn't do well. We talked about who and how we want to be together in 2024 and how we want to feel and be 1 year from now. We made some commitments. I'll be teaching you how to do that, to some daily and weekly practices to continue to enhance our relationship. And then we stripped down, yeah, all the way, and jumped in the icy cold Pacific Ocean. There were whoops, there were shrieks, there were hollers. There may have been a few F-bombs. I'm not one to say. And we tried to stay in for 2 minutes. I won't tell you whether we did or didn't. And we got out. And right after you get out of an icy plunge, as any of you know, you actually feel quite fantastic right after. Your capillaries dilate. There's a flush of blood to the skin because the body's saying, holy smokes, this person's going to freeze to death. And you feel quite warm, and we bundled up in our terry cloth robes and our comfy slippers and all our things. And we went back. And because you actually feel warm in the aftermath, we went back to the fire. We continued talking about us, and we made out like a couple of teenagers. So here's your other challenge for today. And there's prizes for this. I'll give you a week to do it. Go for a polar bear dip in your local lake, in your local ocean. Be safe, be smart. Don't go if there's big surf, obviously. And if you can't do that, there is an alternative. You can stand in your shower on icy cold, or fill your bathtub with cold water and dunk. But do a polar bear dunk together. Take a selfie from here up, please, depending on what you're wearing, and send it to hello@drcherylfraser.com. And we're going to pick three lucky winners and send you some beautiful prizes. So there you go. And that brings us to the end of the first brief episode of Sex, Love, and Elephants, just inviting you to contemplate your relationship, who you want to be, and how you want to be in the year to come, with a few questions you can ask each other, which brings us to today's love bite. Great relationships are not an accident. They are made one decision, one action at a time. Make 2024 the year you join me on this podcast to really improve your relationship, to cherish what you have, and to make passion a priority. All right, I look forward to seeing you next time. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Sex, Love, and Elephants. But most of all, thank you for being part of this herd. If you enjoyed listening, please share this with a friend. And if you haven't already, I would love, love, love it if you would subscribe, rate, and review the show on your podcast player, because it really helps all the other elephants find us. If you have any questions or comments, or maybe an idea for the show, or you'd like to be a guest, reach out to me directly at drcherylfraser.com, where you can also sign up for weekly Love Bites, science-based tips for creating love and passion that last a lifetime.